From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Syrian government airstrikes on rebel-held neighborhoods of Aleppo killed at least 15 civilians Wednesday, according to a monitor. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 10 of the dead came in strikes just outside the Al-Bayan Hospital in the Shar neighborhood. Rescue workers responding to the attacks gave a higher toll of 23. Meanwhile, the local coordination committee also reported the strikes, said they resulted in multiple casualties. Aleppo has seen an uptick in violence in the last 48 hours as government forces are pounding rebel-held eastern parts of the city with strikes from the air while rebels are shelling western government-held parts of the city. Four people were reportedly killed when police in Papua New Guinea opened fire during a protest in Port Moresby. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Protesters say the police in Papua New Guinea fired shots directly into the crowd during a rally over alleged government corruption. The violence reportedly took place when officers tried to arrest the president of a student council. Opposition members of parliament have said that four people have died and several others were injured, although there's been no independent confirmation. In videos posted on social media, gunfire can clearly be heard, while students apparently flee amid clouds of tear gas. Following Wednesday's disturbances, rioting and looting was reported in Port Moresby. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
An Egypt Air passenger plane headed to Beijing made an emergency landing in Uzbekistan Wednesday morning. Egyptian officials have said the false bomb threat caused the plane to land. It was evacuated and searched, but no explosives were found. This is VOA News. Three police officers have been killed in a car bomb explosion outside a police station in Turkey near the Syrian border, according to the Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim Wednesday. As many as 30 others have been injured, and multiple ambulances, as you hear here, have been sent to the scene in the town of Midyat. The prime minister, meanwhile, has blamed Kurdish militants for the attack. The prime minister spoke after visiting those injured in an attack in Istanbul that occurred just a day before, killing 11 people during the morning rush hour. Hillary Clinton claimed the Democratic presidential nomination Tuesday, which would make her the first woman to represent a majority party in the race for the White House. She spoke last evening.
Thanks to you, we've reached a milestone. The first time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee. Tonight's victory is not about one person. It belongs to generations of women and men who struggled and sacrificed and made this moment possible.
Again, that is Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile, her Democratic rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, won North Dakota and Montana Tuesday. However, Clinton won South Dakota, New Mexico, and New Jersey. You can follow more details on the presidential nomination at voanews.com. Britons rushing to sign up to vote in the EU referendum have crashed the registration website, prompting warnings Wednesday that thousands of pro-EU younger voters may have been blocked. The surge in requests came after a tense TV face-off between Prime Minister David Cameron and anti-EU leader Nigel Farage in the run-up to the June 23rd vote. Around 132,000 of the 525,000 people who did successfully register on Tuesday were under the age of 25. Olympic long jump champion Greg Rutherford from Britain has made the decision to freeze his sperm because of fears about the Zika virus at this year's game in Rio de Janeiro. Rutherford's girlfriend said the couple were increasingly worried about the mosquito-borne Zika, which is known to cause birth defects in babies. Last month, 150 international medical experts signed an open letter calling for the Rio Olympics to be moved or delayed. It was an appeal rejected by Brazilian authorities. Former Nigeria football coach Stephen Keshi died Wednesday at the age of 54 of a suspected heart attack, according to his family in a statement. The coach, dubbed Big Boss by his fans, died in Benin City in southern Nigeria from a cardiac arrest. That's according to his brother. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.